not a problem.
So why does CMPD want to do this, do the body cam thing, and how will this improve policing?
It's an advancement in technology, and we've had in-car cameras since the 90s. And those cameras provide a very good perspective, but that perspective is limited to when officers are responding to calls. It monitors their driving, and then it also provides video of when officers stop citizens for, you know, various violations. But once the officers leave the front of that car, we don't have anything that provides us any insight into what happened in a particular incident.
Is this something that you see replacing the in-dash cam?
It very well could. That's something that we are looking at. We're looking to see what is out there and what our opportunities are and what the advantages are. But it could be a situation where the particular device that we purchase serves a dual role, to where it can capture all of that same stuff from a car perspective when the officer's in the car and he's driving and when he's interacting with a citizen on a traffic stop, but it also affords them the opportunity to take that camera with them when they walk away from the car.
And as you're developing a policy, what are the challenges that you're addressing?
Ensuring that the public understands that the cameras are there for a constructive purpose. We want them there to capture interactions between officers and the public that are the types of situations that officers come in contact with that are adversarial, if you will. It's not every interaction that we have with every person of every day that's going to be recorded on a camera, but it's those situations where we experience the most complaints. It's the situations where officers are more likely to have to use force, such as certain arrest situations and things along those lines. So we're using them to protect everybody.
Now, will these cameras be recording at all times?
It depends on the devices that we purchase. To say it correctly, yes, they record all the time. But basically, some of them, what they do, just like our in-car cameras, for example, there's a cache of 30 seconds. So what happens is when the camera is turned on by whatever function it's turned on, whether it be manual or some automated method, the camera automatically picks up the previous 30 seconds and stores that previous 30 seconds of video from the cache to the full recording of the video.
Have officers expressed any concerns? Are they concerned that they're going to be recorded at all times? Are there any other concerns that they've expressed?
There were concerns. You know, officers are concerned, you know, because of the 30 second cache, you know, the questions are, okay, you know, if I hit the record button right after I walk out of the bathroom, did it record me in the bathroom? Mm-hmm. You know, if I have a personal conversation with my significant other on the phone and I hit the record button, you know, right after that conversation, is it going to capture that? And those were the types of questions and concerns that came up. And of course we were able to answer those and provide them with some input on, you know, how you could avoid situations like that.
If police officers have body cameras, are there concerns that people might be more hesitant to approach an officer?
We haven't seen that or heard that. There's been some studies that have been done across the country. There's one in particular out in California that looked at officer interaction. It looked at things like uses of force and injury and things like that. And nothing that we're really seeing indicates that it's going to change people's behavior to avoid a police officer. In many cases, the data is showing that it's changing the behavior of how people interact with police officers, in that people that would have had a higher propensity for resisting an officer, once they realized that they were being videoed, it changed that behavior. Same thing goes for officers. You know, officers that may have had issues with rudeness or whatever the case may be, they realize at the same time that they're now being recorded, and it's a change agent for them as well. So across the board, it holds everybody accountable for how they act, how they speak, how they interact with each other.
Major Steve Willis of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
You're very welcome.